I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Ithaca girls basketball team closed out the Ridge and Valley Conference with a 51-32 win over visiting Lafarge last night. The Bulldogs led 31-14 and were up by 20 before the Wildcats trimmed the lead to 11 with 7:43 remaining in the game. Ithaca was able to take back the momentum and improve to 7-5 to finish out the Ridge and Valley. Senior Maggie Kirshner was the leading scorer with 15, including 3 3-pointers. Senior Tristan Peterson added 14, and sophomore J.C. Maxwell had 11 points. Holly King totaled 6 points. Kelsey Coleman hit a 3-pointer, and Maylee Plemer scored 2. The Bulldogs were 5-for-9 at the free throw line. Sam Coggins was the only Wildcat player in double-figure scoring, as she had 15 points. Cadence Lawrence and Chelsea Hipsch each had 4. Addie Hansen and Macy Fowle each had 3. Brielle Hansen scored 2. And Riley Greffey added a point. Lafarge was 3-for-6 from the line. They fell to 0-21 on the season and 0-11 overall. Ithaca now 13-9 on the season. They will close out the regular campaign Tuesday night against Highland. Lafarge had a game scheduled with Cooley Christian Providence, which is going on next week. Once again, the final of last night's game, Ithaca 51 and Lafarge 32. Elsewhere, it was a win for Kickapoo over North Crawford in the Ridge and Valley, 64-45. DeSoto over Kickapoo, 60-38. Waseca Steuben beat Riverdale, 75-36. Royal over New Lisbon, 44-43. Cashton, 54. Wonewoc Center, 34. Back to the Southwest Conference. A couple of games moved up to last night from tonight. Lancaster over River Valley, 52-41. And Prairie du Chien beat Dodgeville, 59-39. Richland Center boys basketball team with a trip to Prairie du Chien, and they came out a winner, 77-66. The Hornets improved to 10-11 overall, now 3-5 in the Southwest Conference. They won't play again until next Friday at home against Lancaster. Dodgeville was a winner against River Valley, 69-53. A victory as well for Highland over Fenimore, 68-43. It was Pecatonica, 84-44 over Boscobel. And Platteville beat Lancaster, 77-71. A tough loss for Weston in overtime at New Lisbon, 81-77. Isaac Jennings led the way with 29. Garrett Granger had 16. Trevor Westfall, 15. Caden Putman chipped in 9. Evan McCraffick led New Lisbon with a total of 20 points. Seneca over Waseca Steuben, 67-56. Luther beat Hillsboro, 79-43. Viroqua, 65. Westby, 63. River Ridge, 68. Belmont, 55. Cassville, 63. Benton, 51. Potosi over Schulzburg, 74-43. Other boys' scores, Wisconsin Heights, 66. Waterloo, 59. Mount Hora beat Edgewood, 73-51. It was Mauston edging Adams Friendship, 37-36, and Baraboo over Reedsburg, 67-57. Tonight, WIAA regional action begins for wrestlers across the state. Tonight, it's girls wrestling. Mineral Point hosts one of the divisions. It's a no-class system, so schools of all sizes will be wrestling. And the coaches' meeting will begin at 3:30, wrestling at 4. Teams involved include Belleville, Monticello, New Glarus, Belmont, Platteville, Boscobel, Waseca, Steuben, Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern, Darlington, Blackhawk, Dodgeville, Fenimore, Iowa Grand, Highland, Lancaster, Madison East, Madison Memorial, Madison West, Middleton, Mineral Point, Monona Grove, McFarland, Mount Hora, Barneveld, Pecatonica, Argyle, Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Riverdale, and Verona. Tonight at Richland Center High School, another WIAA girls regional event. Weigh-ins at 3:30, coaches meeting at 4, wrestling begins at 5. Teams coming to Richland Center include Aquinas, Baraboo, Brookwood, Cashton, DeSoto, Hillsboro, Ithaca Weston, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, La Crosse Logan, La Crosse Central, Lodi, Mauston, Nisida, North Crawford Seneca, Reedsburg Area Schools, also River Valley, Royal Wonewoc Center, Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights, Viroqua, Wanakee, Westby, Wisconsin Dells, and the host Hornets, all a part of the WIAA Girls Regional this evening. Lots of boys wrestling tomorrow. We'll have coverage beginning at 10 o'clock from various locations, including Mineral Points Division 3, Richland Center's Division 2, and Dodgeville's Division 2 wrestling tournaments. This afternoon, boys basketball, it will be Wazika Steuben traveling to Ithaca. They have moved the JV game to start at 4:15, varsity to follow at around 5:30, at least that's what they're shooting for. Lafarge will be at DeSoto, Kickapoo at Seneca, Nacita at Hillsboro, Cashton at New Lisbon, Bangor at Wonewoc Center, and Prairie du Chien at Iowa Grand. Again, we'll have coverage of the Wazika Steuben Ithaca game in boys basketball. Tonight in girls action, Richland Center is at Platteville, Mount Horeb at Reedsburg, Mauston at Westfield, Sauk Prairie at Baraboo, Potosi Cassville at Wazika Steuben, Mineral Point at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Fenimore, Cuba City at Southwestern. And Riverdale travels to Boscobel. That will be an only varsity event tonight, and the game will tip off at 5 o'clock in Boscobel. We have bowling scores to recap from this week. Coffee Clutch League, the ILK team with a 17-22. The Three Aces, a 17-20. Spare Parts, 17-16. Three Aces, a 6-20. Spare Parts, 6-14. ILK, a 5-99. Top Series, Marlene Geary, a 5-11. Cheryl McNerlin, a 4-71. Marsha Mahatka, a 4-64. Top Game, Marlene Geary, a 202. Marsha Mahatka, a 177. Cheryl McNerlin, a 176. Alma Manning, Marlene Geary, Barb Jones, all rolled a 3-10 split pickup combination, impressing in the Coffee Clutch League yesterday. From All-Star Bowling, Advance Pumpin' Well with a 2901 series, TKO Barbecue, 2827, The Misfits, 2803. Top Game, Advanced Pump and Well, 1,006, 1,002 for TKO Barbecue, and the third best game, Turbo's Bar and Grill and Julie Karen State Farm, each with a 1,000 game. Top Series, Jason Gerner, 97 over average with a 748. Chris Pardoon had a 721. Kevin Genthy, a 700. Individually, Kevin Genthy with a top game, 279. Ken Nix Jr., a 269. Jason Gerner and Chris Pardoon with 258s. Eric Ingman bowled a 510 series, 96 over average. Ethan Hafner with a 677, 92 over average in All-Star Bowling. Richland Center Church League matches ended the regular season this week. A division results, Richland Baptist Temple 1, Down Bethel Lutheran, 2-1. St. John's beat Avoca Bible 1, 2-0. Free Methodist 1 had a bye. In the B division, Beulah Wesleyan 1 swept Grace Community 2. It was Hidden Valley Community blanking Baptist Temple 4. Boscobel Assembly of God top Nazarene 2, 2-0. Beulah Wesleyan 2 notched their first win of the season, 2-0 over Free Methodist 2. 5 points Lutheran blanked Avoca Bible 2, 3-0. Baptist Temple 2, Down Nazarene 1, 2-0. And Baptist Temple 3 swept Grace Community 1 as well. The Church League postseason will begin on Monday and Tuesday, February 24th and 25th. There are no matches this week due to the primary election, and the Community Center will be busy on Tuesday. On the state of Wisconsin scene, it's action coming up this weekend for the Badger men's basketball team. They'll be playing against their opponent tomorrow at noon. They'll be taking on Purdue at Purdue. The Marquette women's basketball team will play tomorrow as well. Wright State plays at Milwaukee tonight, Northern Kentucky at UW Green Bay, and the Badger hockey men will be at Ohio State. Three Badgers have been invited to this month's NFL Combine. Offensive lineman Joe Huber and Jack Nelson will be joined by defensive back Hunter Wohlers starting a week from next Tuesday at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. 80 players from the Big Ten will be among 329 who have received invitations. The Combine begins Tuesday, February 24th, and runs through Sunday, March 2nd.